Good morning. Is this Kent?
This is. This Clay?
Kent, it is, man. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clay. I'm looking over some notes here. 11 number one singles, you know, a platinum album, 5 platinum gold records, 40 charted singles, Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, all this stuff. But the thing that really sticks out to me, of all the things that you've done in your 30-some-odd-plus-year career, you got 1.5 million followers on TikTok, Clay. You know?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I paid attention early, you know, to TikTok and to fans. And my whole career, you know, back in the day when we started, you had what was called a fan club letter, you know, that went out
yep.
once a month. And that was your dialogue or communication with your most hardcore fans. And I used to ask around, be like, there's got to be better access to fans. I mean, a month, once a month? No, you put out. And so, man, with social media happened, I felt like a kid in a candy store to get to communicate with fans. And I absolutely love it. You know, it's, I think it shows. You know, I think it shows that I love it. And but thank you for noticing that, and we're going to keep on growing it.
Well, do you remember back in the day when Fanfare was called Fanfare in Nashville, and it was actually at the fairgrounds?
Do I? I remember the heat. I mean,
yes.
And I remember, you know, I would stay, you know, until the last person. And a lot of the times I was the last artist in the building because I would stay, you know. And those were some great times, some great memories. And someone came to a concert a couple of weeks ago and sent an envelope back. And it had some photos of me taking pictures and signing with them at Fanfare.
Wow.
Exactly what you're talking about, at the fairgrounds.
Wow. That is just crazy because I'm looking, you know, over your career and the years that you have put into this. And I'm wondering, like, when you're doing a show and you look out there and now you have got, like, generations in the same family who are at your show. How's that make you feel?
Well, it's actually a great feeling. You know, I don't feel old. You know, I feel like I'm in that perfect spot, you know, of still youthful, at least in my own eyes. And still, when I see a mom and a daughter, you know, singing one of my songs together, I'm like, that is special because the daughter learned to love country music through her mom, and then here they are singing the song together, and they both have a memory with it, right?
right.
That's the special thing, yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, started out on this, like, I think it was 97. It's fuzzy. I've slept since then, but I know country music, it's got, you know, this draw to it emotionally. Is that what you like about your songs, Clay, is the emotional connection that it provides for people?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. And I think the emotional side of it is, you know, most of the time revolves around memories, too, you know. And so it's hard to love a song unless you have a memory with it, you know, and
yeah.
or unless you go make one with it. And, you know, I've seen people make memories at the concerts, actually, when the song is going on. So they're making a new memory. So they're like, and I remember with one guy was talking about what I wore at a show that he had seen. He recalled the show. And it wasn't creepy, but it was just like the I sang a song in the show that it was an album cut, and he was not. It was his favorite song of mine, and it was an album cut, and he was like, and I don't know that I've ever sang that song at another concert, but it freaked him out that I did it.
Yeah,
you know, and so I'm like, you know that these magic things happen. sometimes, and you can't force them, you can't make them happen. But I'd say, you know, a lot of the shows we do end up like that because we're real spontaneous with song selection at a show.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, we'll do, you know, the bigger hits. You know, we'll do This Woman, This Man, you know, you know, What's It to You, If I Can Make a Living Out of Loving You, Live Until I Die, you know, we'll, or She Won't Be Lonely Long.
Yeah.
But we'll scatter, you know, there's these spots all through the show where not even the band, not even me, we don't even know what song is coming.
And that's what makes it fun.
What's that?
I said, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it keeps it interesting, and it keeps the band on their toes. They're like, well, I don't. It's never boring, you know. And I think I was Pandora before Pandora existed. You know, I would just read the audience, and I would know where to go.
Yeah,
you know, with the next one, and that's a fun thing. But overall, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but I can't imagine, you know, people, artists, you know, wanting to get into this business for money. I don't think that, I've never met anybody that would say that, but, you know, you do it for the love of it. And I still love it so much. You know, I never get tired of it.
It is awesome to welcome you to Southern Illinois. And, you know, you're coming up here next Thursday, and you're coming to a destination called Walker's Bluff Casino Resort. And I don't know if there needs to be some kind of T-shirt made, Clay. I saw Clay Walker at Walker's Bluff. Something needs to happen.
I agree with you. We got to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Let's get out the heat press. Somebody get a cricket or whatever it's called. Let's make some stuff. I was thinking about the Randy Travis film that's coming out. Do you happen to know a date as to when that's going to be available for us to go see?
Matter of fact, I've got a call with the director and the producer later on today.
Oh, wow.
I think you mentioned that. But all the pre-production is ready. They're ready to shoot the film. It's been a labor of love and a long time coming. I don't have a date yet.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty, what I was told is that they're looking at a release for spring of next year.
Okay.
Get the movie shot, you know, in 30 days in September, and then have everything ready to go for the spring.
That's awesome. And, being from Texas, my last question from you, being from Texas, I know you raise cattle. What makes a good Texas barbecue?
Man, you know, I will say this, that, you know, people will tell you that it's about the quality of the meat. To some degree, that's true. But I'd say, you know, like the cuts of meat that are not familiar to a lot of people, but they are phenomenal, and they're not the most expensive cuts. And I actually like them better. I like them better than a filet. Filet doesn't have a lot of taste to me. I'm pretty particular about barbecue or meat or steaks, but you can get a Denver steak or a flat iron steak from a butcher, and It's all about the cook, how the cook does it. And, you know, there's so many different ways, but most of the time, if meat is going to taste good, it tastes better low and slow, you know, for me. And that is not rushing it. I mean, it kind of goes with the old saying, take some time with it if you really care about it. And I've had pit masters, you know, blow my mind. You know, I thought I was a good cook until I really had a good cook. And I personally, when I have time, I like real wood.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you, 99% of the time I cook in a cast iron skillet, and I know how to get what I want.
Yeah.
But if I've got the time – I like firing my pit up. But if you want great barbecue, it takes somebody that, you know, learn from the best. You learn a lot on YouTube, but I've had people take a chuck steak and make it taste better than ribeyes that I've had. So
wow.
It's really about the cook, about the person doing it, knowing not only how to season it,
yep.
but when to season it, you know. And, you know, do you season it 24 hours in advance with salt and put it in the refrigerator? I don't know, you know. do you do it after you seared it?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's so many different ways to do it, but I can tell you that, you know, great steak done right doesn't need much more than salt and pepper.
100% agree with that right there. Clay Walker, my guest this morning. Listen, this is going to be a show that you want to get everybody. I don't know how many tickets are left for it, but you need to get it at walkersbluffcasinoresort.com. You can go out there in person and get them there at the cafe at 22 and Vine. All that's on our website and our socials. Clay Walker, buddy, hey, thank you for your time and safe travels getting up to Southern Illinois, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. Thank you so much.